join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. I think you're going to see that this program is a very unusual one. Satan, his creation, fall, and destiny. We'll talk to Jack about that. But number one, who created Lucifer? Now, his name wasn't Satan in the beginning, it was Lucifer. Who created Lucifer, Jack?
I'm going to shock you, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus Christ. People are so unintelligent when it comes to the Bible. Now listen carefully. In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. But his name is Yahweh. But when he does things in unison with the other two members of the Trinity, his name is Elohim, because an I am as an ending always means more than one. You mean the Trinity created the entire world? Yes. Proverbs 30, verse 4. This is the Old Testament. It says, who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is God's name? What is his son's name? Ha ha, there's the son, long before he ever came to earth to be born through the Virgin Mary so that he could have a body to die for our sins. But there's more. The Holy Spirit, Psalm 104, verse 30, thou sendest forth thy spirit and they were created. All right, now, but the main job of creation of everything was through Jesus. What? John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by Christ, and without Christ was not anything made that was made. Verse 10, Christ was in the world, and the world was made by him. Surprised? Colossians 1, 16, for by Christ were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were made by Christ and for Christ. Now, the terms there, principalities and powers, have to do with evil spirits. When we get to Ephesians 6:12, a little later in the program, we'll see that when they're cast out of heaven, the principalities and powers are cast out. These are the demonic spirits. Yes, Christ created them, but they weren't evil then. They were cherubs, and the cherub is in the inner circle in heaven and closer to the heart of God than any other creature. And there were thousands of these cherubs, as we're going to see. But Christ created the good cherubs, and Lucifer was the leader, and then they sinned. We'll get into it.
Oh, yes, Diego. Can you imagine that? Here they are in heaven. They're with God. They can see the universe. They have everything. Why did Lucifer fall? And how did God deal with that fall, Jack? How did God deal with his sin?
Well, the story is told in Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning with verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub, that's Lucifer, that covereth. Thou wast perfect in the days that thou wast created, until iniquity and sin was found in thee. And because thou hast sinned, God says, I'm going to throw you out of the holy mountain of God, my home, heaven. It's recorded in Isaiah 14, 12 to 14. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which hath weakened the nations? For thou hast said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, God's throne in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the heavens. I will be like the Most High God. Many an eye trouble. You should have seen a good optometrist. And God said, you're out. And the scientists and astronomers say we're only 10% of the way now till we get to the third heaven. It would take millions of years to get there if it weren't for the rapture, when we'd go up in the twinkling of an eye. So Satan was cast out of the third heaven, and he took one third of the cherubims, the angels, with him, Revelation 12:4. And these are now hanging in space. And Satan is the god of this world system, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And all of these cherubs that fell with him are the demons. I say, well, how can you say that? Because hell is reserved for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. And those angels are the demonic spirits out of which they're cast oftentimes when people are controlled by them. Now, watch this very carefully. We humans don't wrestle against flesh and blood, other human beings. If we did, we could win. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spirit, demon, wickedness in high places. Now I want to paraphrase that. What does it really mean? We don't wrestle against other human beings. We wrestle against evil spirits who control the rulers of the principalities, and that is the countries, states, and nations of all the world. Principalities, there are the rulers over them. Satan is the god of this world, I repeat 2 Corinthians 4:4. And so they're there. And everyone who says, it's an act of God, don't realize the power of these demonic spirits and what they're doing. And that's why we're having the wars. And you know, I trace this out, Rex Allen, in my study, but I won't have time for it today. Every single sin that's committed is controlled by these spirits working in the minds of the individuals they dominate.
Whoa. Jack, that is so powerful. Yeah. My, oh my. Sound like Lucifer was cast out because he pride, Jack. He wanted to be above God. Oh, he thought he was God. Oh. Well, my last question, I had three of them. My last one is, what's his final destiny then? Right now, he roams the earth and roams the atmosphere. What's his destiny?
He controls everything in heavens 1 and 2. Now, when the tribulation comes under the Antichrist, the Bible teaches that he is cast down to the earth with his hordes. And he knows he's going to have a short time and all hell breaks loose because he's here on terra firma. And that's Revelation 12:7. Then during the millennium, in Revelation 20, verse 2, he is cast into the bottomless pit with his demonic spirits. So they can't infiltrate anyone's minds for that 1,000 years. But at the end of the 1,000 years, he's released. And all bedlam again breaks loose on the earth. And so finally, after the 1,000 years, the Lord Jesus, in Revelation 20:10, casts Satan and his angels into the lake of fire where the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are. That's the story.
Ooh, that's a story. We need to be so careful. Who we follow, don't follow Satan. How far reaching is Satan's influence anyway?
Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, Mark 13:6. Now, many there is the Greek word poulos. It can mean tens of thousands, it can mean millions, and there are millions in the New Age movement now globally. Furthermore, Christ is in italics, meaning it's not in the original Greek. So many will come, millions, saying, I am, I am. That is the word of the New Age movement. And that means they are deities, because that is God's name and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, where? In Exodus 3:14, God tells Moses, I want you to go and warn the people of Israel to follow you. And he says, who shall I tell them sent me? Tell them, I am that I am hath sent you. That's my name. Jesus is talking to the crowds in his day in John 8:56. And he said, don't you believe me? Your father Abraham lived to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. They said, you're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am that I am. You saw Abraham? You're only 30 years of age. He lived 2,160 years ago. I know, but I'm from all eternity. Micah 5:2, I am the one that was with God before this world was created. In fact, I put it into place. So I do know Abraham. Abraham knows me. That's their name. Now, these people are all saying, I am, I am. Now, they say, when the Antichrist comes, he will call himself the God. That's Daniel 11:36 and 2 Thessalonians 2:4. But we're going to say, you're the God of us little gods. And this is the New Age movement. Now, one more thing. Oh, folks, this is dynamite. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 13, we find that the prophet has been in prayer for 21 days. He says, God, you're not getting through to me. What's wrong? Help, help. And suddenly, the angel Gabriel appears, and he said, let me tell you what happened. He said, the prince, and that's the demonic being who controlled Persia, the Persian Empire, stopped it, hindered it because of all the demonic powers. But Michael finally got through. Now remember, these demons never die. and Persia changed its name to Iran in 1935, and Rexel is going to read some headlines, and you'll wonder why this is the crowd that's causing all the trouble in Egypt and Syria and everywhere else, because the Prince of Persia is a territorial demon, is still in control. All demons are in control of cities and towns, and this one controlled Iran.
We're going to go to Iran right now.
Right now, yes.
Well, all right. One of the most powerful leaders in Iran is, of course, you'll see who it is. Spokesman said Iran's president will return with hidden Imanah. That is the Ahmadinejad who made that statement. Again, Iran preparing Mahdi's special forces. Persecution of Christians soars in Iran. Iran opposes Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Iran's president warned fighting Israel a top priority. And Iran's seen speeding bomb capabilities raising concerns. And Bennett told the Washington Post we won't allow maniacal Iranian regime with nukes. Without stronger sanctions, Iran will go nuclear. Now that is Rouhani, and that is the new president of Iran. He's going right on the same road, Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to paraphrase something I said earlier. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, human beings, but against evil spirits who control the rulers over principalities. And that is nations and states and governments galore. And this one that has lived as this demonic being for thousands of years and always been in control of Persia, which today is Iran, is still at his job, and that's why you're going to see all hell break loose soon when Iran gets an atomic bomb.
You know, Jack, I was thinking here about the message of Jesus. You can't change the message of Jesus, but the message of Jesus will change us. We need to put our faith and our trust in him. Will you accept him right now as your Savior?
Oh, Jack, how true, Excel. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now look at me. Open your heart. Pray after me. Lord Jesus, I want eternal life so I can be with you forever as you come to set up your kingdom here on earth. Oh, what a day it's going to be. I want to be there. Jesus, you died for me to wash away my sin, but I have to ask you to do it. Jesus, come into my heart now. Save me in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. That's the most wonderful prayer that you've ever prayed. If you did ask Jesus to be your Savior, write me. There's my address. I'll send you this little book at First Steps in a New Direction. And I want to leave you with this wonderful thought. God doesn't give us what we can handle, but helps us handle what we are given. Oh, how God cares for you. Remember this. We look forward to being your home next week. And until then, do remember, God cares for you. And so do we so very, very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.